some early work from her, Beyond Saturday Night from 1983. And then we started things off with Amy Grant doing Love of Another Kind from her album Unguarded, also released on Myrrh, the great star of Myrrh Records, in 1985. All right, so now we've heard from, we've heard from some Christian psych rock and some Christian prog rock and some Christian new wave, but what about Christian yacht rock? I'm sure you could believe, after almost 3 hours of this, that is a thing. That Christian yacht rock could be a thing. It is a thing. We're about to hear some of it from the Sweet Comfort Band, a band formed in 1973 in Riverside, California, active until 1984, and they were signed to Maranatha Records. Maranatha exclamation point. I love a record label with an exclamation point. See, this is another thing that CCM has in common with show tunes. Lots of exclamation points, lots of earnestness and enthusiasm. There's just, I love it all. Anyway, we're now going to hear the Sweet Comfort Band from their album Breaking the Ice from 1978. And it's this great album cover with just like, it's not exactly a yacht, but like an ocean liner just breaking through a sheet of ice. I guess this is ocean liner is it's sailing to Antarctica. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what this has to do with Jesus. I'm confused, but it's really great album art. Anyway, so from the Sweet Comfort Band, from their album Breaking the Ice, this song is called Good Feelin', and we are about to hear this right here on this very special episode of Acid Jazz Hands, right here on Give the Drummer Radio.
Just can't stay afloat alone at sea. Sail with someone else. Okay, when you're I've been torn off in between, often caught here in between. Heaven above and the earth beneath, draw me up where I may see the air I long to breathe, the air I long to breathe. I've been torn off in between, often caught here.
Disappear and the whole world is confused. The churches are empty now, no one goes there anymore. The remains of the Bibles lay scattered on the floor. Remember Mr. Tomlinson, who everybody knew? He vanished from his home last week. He was one of the chosen few. La 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 la. A crash on the highway, 7 people dead. Driver unaccounted for, at least that's what the radio said. A tragedy in my life, and I know what it's all about. I had it explained to me last week, and I just laughed out loud. The chances of it happening, morning seemed a million years away, but I never expected it happening like it happened the other day.
When you walk the sandy shore, you truth they did not find. They mocked your name, your heart they tore. My God, they were so blind. But then you showed to love them, and in that love you gave, did not try to fool them well, only died to save.
Oh, 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 oh. I believe in you. Oh, 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 oh. They are like you too.
We are all the same today. We hardly start to see. We want to know love and way, we all want to be free. But we can't seem to find you, the clouds fill up the sky. I really want to know you, Lord, I really want to try. Us something new, a new way now, a new day then, you turn things all around, the screwed up mess you're bringing in, and will that trumpet sound?
Listening to Acid Jazz Hands here on Give the Drummer Radio, and you just heard a very obscure group called New Neighborhood with a song called I Believe in You from their self-titled album released on Creative Sound Records in 1972. And I mean, really all that's known about this group is that they were led by a guy named Don Norville, who, judging from the pictures of him, of which there are not many, he had a really impressive unibrow, and I don't know. I'm curious about this group and that song, because it borrows a bit of one of the songs from Jesus Christ Superstar, but it's like uncredited, so I don't know. Anyway, interesting stuff, very obscure. And then before that, Andre Crouch, who was we've gone from like the extreme obscurity of New Neighborhood to Andre Crouch, who actually was another one of these folks who had some mainstream success. He's often called the father of modern gospel music. And he not only was a very successful CCM artist, but he also, much like Michael Omarjan, was a pretty sought-after producer and would often produce records by super popular artists like Michael Jackson and Madonna, who wanted to use a gospel choir on one of their recordings. Andre Crouch would come in and kind of arrange that and produce that. He's also done arrangements for movies like The Color Purple and The Lion King. So, yeah, he's great. And that was a song called Finally, written by his twin sister, Sandra Crouch, for Andre's album Finally, released on Elektra Records in 1982. Before that, Malcolm and Alwyn, who were a British group, they called themselves a gospel beat group because Jesus music in the UK, for whatever reason, was called gospel beat music. And Malcolm and Alwyn, they just did like Simon and Garfunkel type stuff, but the Christian version. They were in a band called the Zodiacs to begin with, and then they got born again, and then they became CCM artists. And that was their song Tomorrow's News from their album Fool's Wisdom, another Myrrh Records release from 1973. Before that, Phil Keaggy, who I mentioned earlier as the leader of the band Glass Harp, and not only like the best CCM guitarist, but one of the best guitarists ever. That was his song In Between from his solo album Town to Town, released on Sparrow Records in 1981. And then we started things off with the Sweet Comfort Band, comforting us sweetly with some Christian yacht rock. The song Good Feelin' from their album Breaking the Ice, released on Light Records in 1978. All right, so now let's rock out some more. I feel like we were calming down a little too much. Let's get that energy back up with a band called The Resurrection Band, also known as The Res Band. Formed in 1972. They're from Chicago, and they were part of the Christian community in Chicago known as Jesus People USA. They actually got started in Milwaukee and then became an international thing, but Resurrection Band were in the Chicago version of that. And they're kind of a hard rock band, and they're credited as kind of originating the Christian metal genre, but really they're more hard rock than metal. They're led by a husband and wife team, Glenn and Wendy Kaiser. And we are about to hear their song Death of the Dying, released on their album Awaiting Your Reply on Star Song Records in 1978. And we are about to hear this right here on Acid Jazz Hands on Give the Drummer Radio.
Clutch
Are listening to Acid Jazz Hints here on Give the Drummer Radio, and we were rocking out with some Christian rock, getting real hardcore in that last set. Those last two songs that we heard, you would be forgiven for thinking that perhaps they were parodies. Perhaps they were made by Trey Parker and Matt Stone, because that's kind of what they sounded like. But no, apparently they were 100% real. DeGarmo and Key were who you just heard from, and they were a Christian rock band, active from 1978 until 1995. Eddie DeGarmo and Dana Key. They had the first ever Christian rock album nominated for a Grammy, and they were the first Christian group to have a video in MTV's rotation. That was from their Myrrh Records album, The Pledge, released in 1989. And, you know, I'm not a big DeGarmo and Key person. They're just a little too arena rock for me. But I just had to play that song because, I mean, really, Boycott Hell. Like, the second I heard it, I was like, oh, that's amazing. That Boycott Hell. Why didn't we ever just think of that? It's like when somebody, one of the right-wing people tweeted, like, why don't we just ban crime? Why don't we just ban crime? This song, it puts me in this same head place where I'm like, why don't we just boycott hell? I mean, no one's ever thought of that before. Anyway, before that, Petra, one of the most famous Christian rock acts around, superstars of the Christian rock scene. But I'm not really a big Petra person. They're just so mullety. But I like that song that I played, No Weapon Formed Against Us, because it's just, I don't know, it's very upbeat, and I don't know. It's a little more show-tuney than some of the other Petra songs, so I like it. And it's from Petra Prays, The Rock Cries Out, released on Datespring Records in 1989. I think I like it better than their other albums because they mostly didn't write the songs. It's mostly just traditional praise songs that they did with a rock arrangement, so I can tolerate it more than most Petra. Before that, Mylon Lefevre from Mississippi, Gulfport, Mississippi. He's one of the Lefevre family. They were the Lefevres, known as the Singing Lefevres. They were a Southern gospel singing group, active for over 50 years, and they were legends in the old traditional Southern gospel style, which I like as well. But he was the black sheep of the family because he had long hair and wanted to do Christian rock music. He actually ended up getting expelled from his religious high school because his father had taken him out of school to do a performance with the family. He also wrote a song when he was 17 years old called Without Him. His first song that he ever wrote, and Elvis ended up covering it. So, you know, when you write one song at 17 and Elvis covers it, that's pretty great. That was Mylon Lefevre and Lefevre and his band Broken Heart doing Crack the Sky, the title track from their Myrrh Records. How many times can I say the word Myrrh Records? It's like Myrrh, 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 everything's Myrrh. I wish that the most famous Christian label had like a better, nicer sounding word as a name. Like if it was frankincense or gold, that either would be better, but no, it's Myrrh. Anyway, that was their Myrrh Records release, Crack the Sky from 1987. And then before that, Mike Johnson. Poor Mike Johnson. He is credited on Discogs as Mike Johnson number 13. There are 12 Mike Johnsons who are more famous than him. But I like this Mike Johnson. He is the CCM Mike Johnson. And he also was in the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. He was another one of those troubled teens who became first straight up rock and roll musician and then transitioned to CCM after getting bored again. We see this happening over and over. He was a member of the that sort of hard rock, another sort of hard rock Christian band called The Excursions, spelled E-X-K-U-R-S-I-O-N. One of the earliest examples of like a heavy Christian band. And that was his song City City from his 1972 Creative Sound album The Last Battle. And then we started things off with the Resurrection Band doing The Death of the Dying from their 1978 album Awaiting Your Reply. All right. We're winding down here, but we do have a few more songs here on this very special edition of Acid Jazz Hands. We're now going to hear a married couple named Michael Kelly Blanchard and Greta Blanchard, and they're pretty obscure, but they write nice songs and they perform them. And so we're going to hear something from their album Quail, released on Gotts Records in 1977. This song is called Emmaus, and you know, one reason I like it is because growing up there was a town near where I grew up called Emmaus, and so I like to imagine that this song is about that place. The Blanchards doing Emmaus right here on Acid Jazz Hands on Give the Drummer Radio.
Oh, the times we've been through, everything we loved has died, and all the things we cling to just can't seem to survive. We walk our dusty footpath without a single clue, and up there comes this strange man who says, can I walk with you? Can I walk with you? Walking on the road to Emmaus, feeling like a fool in disguise. Someone comes along walking with us, opens up our heart and eyes, opens up our heart and eyes. Oh my, such a surprise. All our dreams have turned to sorrow. Half awake they fade like dawn. And stranger, it's the same tomorrow. So why should we go on? Oh, can't you see my pilgrim? You're just dancing in a house of mirrors. Searching for a kingdom, I tell you is right here. Tell you is right here. Walking on the road to Emmaus, feeling like a fool in disguise. Someone comes along walking with us, opens up our heart and eyes, opens up our heart and eyes. Oh my, such a surprise. Daylight left us, he turned to go his way.
up, you stay and let us hear more of what you say. As he prayed that evening and broke our bread like bones, we saw at last the meaning and knew we weren't alone. Knew we weren't alone. Walking on the road to Emmaus, feeling like a fool in disguise. Someone comes along walking with us, opens up our heart and eyes, opens up our heart and eyes. Oh, my, such a surprise, walking on the road to Emmaus, feeling like a fool in disguise. Someone comes along walking with us, opens up our heart and eyes, opens up our heart and eyes. Oh, my, such a surprise.
In his place, I wonder what they're gonna do when they meet him face to face. But don't let those species scramblers blow away your brains, pumping their pollution through your heart into your veins. Telling you lies about paradise, deceiving the human race. I wonder what they're gonna do when they meet him face to face. If an angel of light comes slipping out of your dreams, the most beautiful sight that you've ever seen. If what he's got to say doesn't match with the word of God, he's a liar and a killer, and he's looking to rip you off. Don't you know that Lucifer was coming as an angel of light, hypnotized and paralyzed till you don't know wrong from right? A third of all the heavenlies fell with them from outer space. I wonder what they're gonna do when they meet Jesus face to face.
Are listening to Acid Jazz Hands here on Give the Drummer Radio, and thank you all for accompanying me on this journey where we heard a few of my favorite CCM things. I love this wacky genre, and I think I'm always gonna love it, even though I'm never gonna believe in a word that any of these people are saying. Anyway, you just heard Barry McGuire, and we know him from the New Christy Minstrels and For Eve of Destruction, of course. He's still with us at the age of 90, but after all of that he became a CCM artist, and that was Face to Face from his album Cosmic Cowboy, released on Sparrow Records in 1978. Kind of a concept album about Jesus as an extraterrestrial. Very special. And before that, Michael Kelly Blanchard and Greta Blanchard doing a song called Emmaus from their album Quail from 1977. All right. I hope you all enjoyed that. You know, even if it didn't convert you, so to speak, even if you didn't become born again as a CCM fan, I hope that that at least maybe you have some newfound appreciation for this genre. Or if you are a fan, I hope that you enjoyed this, and I hope I, you know, told the stories properly and played some of your favorites. I think, like I said, I just really appreciate this genre so much because you know, just the earnestness and the passion and the love and the joy. I really, that's what it has in common with show tunes for me. And I really love it for that reason. I love people earnestly and honestly expressing themselves. And by the way, speaking of show tunes, just to warn you, this coming Friday, we're also going to be hearing some Jesus themed show tunes, although some really silly and irreverent ones in addition to the more sort of sincere ones, coming up this Friday. But yeah, just, you know, thank you again for coming on this crazy journey with me. And I just, you know, I disagree with these artists on so much, but I love and appreciate them so much at the same time. This next song that we're about to hear really encapsulates that. It's the song actually that brought me to CCM fandom. I actually almost 10 years ago, or just about 10 years ago, I was in my last semester of college, and I was like doing homework and stuff and listening to Spotify, and Spotify just randomly started playing this. I don't know why. I guess it's some sort of recommended track or whatever. And I just remember hearing this and kind of stopping in my tracks and being like, this is great. Why have I never heard this before? And I just started listening a little closer, and I was like, oh, that's why. It's a Jesus thing. But I just immediately sort of fell in love, and this is what brought me to CCM. And so this is two of my favorite artists together, Annie Hearing Songwriting and Keith's Performance. And, you know, I gotta say, artists like Keith Green and Annie Hearing and Terry Taylor and Steve Taylor and Matthew Ward and Andre Crouch and just everybody, all these wonderful artists, Phil Kiki and just the whole gang and Michael Amardian and just all of them. I think their main goal, or at least one of their goals, is to get people like me to believe in Jesus. But they don't. They make me believe in humanity. We're gonna hear this one last song that I just really love, and it's just perfect for our current Easter season. Keith Green doing Annie Hearing's Easter song right here on Acid Jazz Hands on Give the Germ a Radio.
Hear the bells ringing, they're singing that you can be born again. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing, Christ is risen from the dead. The angel upon the tombstone said he has risen, just as he said. Quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to glorious hour. Joy. To the world, He is risen. as he said, quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world. Yeah.